teens can be notoriously picky about styles. When charities provide clothes to low-income students, the options do not always match what young people actually want to wear. As Chandra Black at KRCB reports, one woman in a California school district is putting together a free clothing shop designed with teens and their tastes in mind.
It's noon, and lunch is just beginning at the El Molino campus in the West Sonoma County School District. The campus is home to two high schools, Laguna and the Academy of Innovative Arts. One classroom looks a bit different from the rest. Pop music, clothing racks, and stickered mirrors fill the space. This is the clothing closet, a place where once a week, students can rifle through jeans, jewelry, shoes, and take what they want for free. It's open to all students, regardless of income level.
It's pretty cool. It's bright, it's clean. We've got some nice styles here.
That's Mina Wilmarth. She's a freshman.
A lot of different clothes where you can take as many as you want, so if your parents don't buy you clothes a lot, then this is a great option.
Clothing giveaways like this aren't new. There are traveling trailers packed with secondhand clothing going to schools throughout the state. While they meet the need for clothes, they don't always appeal to teenage sensibilities. And so the clothing closet takes a different approach.
I select every piece that goes in here, every piece. And I'll wash it, dry it, alter it.
That's Jennifer Roventini. She runs the clothing closet as a volunteer. She curates the clothes, sending more than half of all donated items to other charities.
We don't want it to look like a secondhand store. We want it to look like a carefully curated boutique just for them, where nothing's wrinkled or missing a button.
Roventini stays tuned into the trends through her three kids, who are in high school and college. For example, she knows skinny jeans are out and taught herself how to crop them into stylish shorts. And she stages the clothing closet like a teenager's bedroom. Stickers cover the mirrors, broken skateboards and band posters decorate the walls. Roventini says it's not just about meeting the need for clothes, but helping teenagers feel like they're expressing their own style and building confidence.
And I think that just it really helps with their overall just like outlook.
At her first grand opening back in 2024, Roventini realized she was onto something. The students cleared her out.
I counted the hangers in just a half-hour lunch period, almost 200 empty hangers.
She laughs, remembering that moment.
And is like, oh my gosh, I have to pull this off every Wednesday.
Back at the clothing closet, Scarlett Peralta is looking through some cosmetics.
Do you come every time it's open?
I do. I come every time it's open.
Peralta's a senior and has bubblegum-colored hair and patterned acrylic nails to match. She says she does them herself, as a hobby and to save money.
I see new stuff and I was like, okay, I have to be like one of the first people in here.
Many students who are at the clothing closet on a recent visit say the stuff they find there helps to keep them warm in the winter. Marley Lindsay is a freshman and says the jacket he's wearing, he got it from the clothing closet recently.
I don't have many jackets in my hoodies, so it's good just to come and grab one.
Roventini says they're expanding the clothing closet. They're bringing it to another campus in the same school district soon. For NPR News, I'm Chandra Back in Sonoma County, California.